Hello, everybody. Welcome back to One Nation Raiders Silver and Black Podcast. This is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy.
This is your blue-collar Raider, Omar.
We are here after, I don't even know if you want to call that a loss. What do you call that? That's called,
A whooping?
I don't know about a whooping. I don't know.
Embarrassment?
Embarrassment is a good one.
Didn't show up her.
You got destroyed, pretty much. Destroyed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not even just a competition. It wasn't a competition. It was a destruction of a one other team.
It was a hard to watch, I'll tell you that.
How painful was that? I was squirming in my seat. I was looking like, how much time is left in the game?
Yeah, why is this happening right now?
Oh, man.
Like, why is this happening? It was just so much. It was the time. It's like they went back in time in this day. You would think that we was done with games like that, right?
I would have thought so.
Was done with games like that. I don't care if it's on the time zone. You could blame it on whatever you want to blame it on, as far as the time zone thing and it being away or whatever. And I just thought we was done. You can't say that about any of these other playoff teams. They ain't getting whooped like that, or so-called potential playoff teams.
That's what I'm saying. Whooped like that though last
Who?
Week. By a good team though.
By a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then the rubber meets the road and stuff like that.
That's Tom Brady and them. The Bucks and the Saints. Yeah, but that was a good team.
Yeah, but the Saints is a different team.
Right? Yeah,
I'll give you that. It's the same team, but it's a different team. The same year, but it's a different team though. They got their stuff together. We do not.
Well, we do until not. We did until this week.
It's just like, you know what? The next game I'm going to watch, it's going to be real non-emotional.
We
probably score a test. I probably won't even celebrate, man. I'm just be like, because then after that, you know, show me the real stuff. It's like, man, and I know you got to take every win. You know, you get a win in the NFL and then you take that, which I will. You know what I'm saying? This like I take a win, or this like I have to take a loss. I have to take a win, but it's against the Jets. They're winless, and I'm not saying we're gonna win. I'm not guaranteeing a win at the same time, neither.
I don't know, dude.
I got tired.
If we can win.
Yeah, how bad as we look?
We were 6-4 last year, and we lost. We won more game.
We got to go back out there, don't we? Are they staying out there? The Raiders? They staying out on the?
No, they're back.
They're back. Okay.
John Gruden did his press conference today from his house.
Oh, because of new rules.
Yeah. No one can be on the premises until Wednesday. No one could be on the premises till Wednesday, except for you're getting treatment. If you're getting treatment, you could be
on the premises.
But you can't have meetings. You can't, you know, go over film there. You can't do nothing. You got to do it all on your own.
I'm taking this season with an asterisk, man. even with the Super Bowl winners, we're like, is that 20? You know, there's always an excuse for something like that. But, man, dude, everybody's going through it. But some people's going through it worse because the state they're in.
Yeah.
And then you see people.
In the stands.
It's just not even. You see people. You play down south. You see people in the stands. You play any team on the West Coast. Nobody in the stands. Seattle. Nobody in the stands. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
Because you know, the reason why I'm saying that, because they say, oh, well, everybody's going through it. But it's still not even.
No.
If this NFL team got people in the stands, then this NFL people, then everybody should allow somebody. I know Mark Davis said, we're not going to have people in the stands. It should be nobody then. It shouldn't be left up to him
to make that choice. He shouldn't have that right to make that choice.
It should be a board of directors.
Yes.
It should be
an NFL all decide. We either have no fans at all or we have some fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Like how does an owner make that?
I don't know.
How do you leave it up?
Well, because they're kind of like, you know, states' rights, team rights. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like each state has a governor and they make the I think that's how the NFL played that one.
And he was playing on a caution of safety because I know he can't say, well, I'm going to have a full stadium just because y'all ain't having one. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same as that. So he playing on the caution of safety and doing a whole, well, I ain't going to have nobody in there.
I'm not mad at him for being cautious. It's just, it hurts our team. It's hurting our team. It's hurting our home field advantage.
Yeah, our home games is terrible.
Yeah. We don't have any advantage. We actually are at a huge disadvantage because people the next week can hear our calls. And then if you mix...
Yeah, they said that too.
If you can mix our calls with a defensive coordinator who worked for John Gruden, who knows his tendencies, then you got the right recipe for what we kind of saw.
I tell you what, I feel like I should change my good, or one of my goods, anyway, even though we're not there yet, is I'm just playing around. I'm not going to have this. But change my goods to how good he teaches his proteges, because they play always beat him down. They always come back and beat him down.
Oh, my goodness.
Kyle, Sean, which is, this is what, the
he
Niners.
He hasn't beat anybody.
He hasn't beat nobody yet. The people who's like a head coach and was directly under him, he hasn't beat. He's 0-3 whatever. I mean, and he played the Rams when he first came back.
Sean McVay.
And then he played the Niners, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And then now he played this dude. Raheem
Morrison.
Yeah, Raheem Morrison. And he played him. And I mean, not like barely losing.
Whooped by every one of them.
Getting whooped. I'm glad they're all on the NFC side. I tell you that. They're just getting whooped.
No, whoop. Remember that? That 49er game with the 8 sacks, you remember that?
That was an 8 sack game?
That was an 8 sack game?
Didn't
dude.
Watch that.
Oh.
Didn't, I'm not going to, oh, did man. Not watch that game.
Oh, that was in, terrible.
It was raining, and I remember it was raining. I was in fight training. It was just too much going on. I was like, I already know what team we got, and I feel like we're going to lose to that team, and we got whooped. I was like, that's up. Didn't even see kickoff, dude.
That's really brutal. So, this is who we are today. We're disgruntled, frustrated Raider fans. We're going to kind of go over, those are initial impressions already. We're going to go through the three bad, then we'll talk about the three good, if we can find any good. And then we'll go over, we're not even going to talk about the coach's evaluation because everybody gets an F. Let's just go ahead. There's no discussion there.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
There's a no discussion there. I almost cussed.
F.
And then we got... we got a game-changing play, and then we got... player of the game, and then we have what the problem's going to be for next week. Okay, so let's go ahead.
Let's go ahead.
I'll start with my third bad, starting from 3-1 to
this is the third
to one is the penalties. Over 140 yards of penalties.
It was 140 or 130? Last I heard, it was 136.
It was 136. So almost 140 yards of penalties.
These are personal fouls. These are roughing the passers.
There's three personal fouls.
These are pass interferences. These ain't even jump. You know, and we took that. And I remember now. I'm going back on it because I remember. Because you remember when I was saying, "Oh, I'll take those," but I want to take all of them. You took all of them. It was the jumping off sides and all stuff like that. Those are mental errors. I hate those. But the pass interference is just like you was being aggressive. But dang, they was just throwing them on us. And half of them wasn't even us. That one rep in the passer, he took an extra step. But that, they said helmet to, like, he came with his shoulder.
That's four personal fouls. Like,
yeah. Oh, you forgot about that one?
I forgot about
that. Abrams, he came with
his shoulder. Because there was the kicker. Then there was two. There was one on Malik Collins. Then there was another one on Max Crosby.
Max Crosby, yeah.
So, and then you had the Josh Jacobs.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I said Abrams. It was the Josh Jacobs. He was the runner. And he's lowered running his with shoulder. The football, lowering his shoulder was the lead contact point. And the guy, you know, football's funny. So, they connected with their heads. And they call it leading with the helmet. Leading with the crown of the helmet or something like
that's
that.
That's 60 yards in penalties. And not only the situational, because the dude missed a kick. He missed a kick.
Oh, he roughed the kicker. Oh, my, I forgot about that. I was so pissed. It was a whole quarter. I was still talking about, look at him rubbing his knee, faking it.
Let me tell you right now, I don't care what Omar tries to tell me, is this game-changing play. That right there is a game-changing play for Omar right there. I'm going to answer that.
Oh, that just ruined
it. You know how much he would not let it go. He was so frustrated. We were high-fiving.
We high-fived the missed kick. We was like, they ain't going to be nothing to penalize us on that. And they,
I turned around.
Kicks the ball. And then takes a step. And the guy rolls as he takes a step. And he hits and he rolled into the kicker. If anything, maybe 5 yards. But if you kick the ball and they dive at the plant leg and your leg is up in the air, that's a roughing a kicker because you're on one leg. But he was on both his feet and rolled into him, and then and they called it a personal foul. I was so pissed. I was like, it's It's that game.
It's that, game where the refs really were
They was not out of there. They was not letting it. And you know, with losses, I don't want to harp on the refs all the time, but this was blatant, man. This was 130. We almost... Well, no, we didn't break the record.
Just those four personal fouls is 60 yards.
It was
60 yards.
It was when the foul was called.
Two as well.
It took away points and added a touchdown.
Yeah.
It took away... It took away points from us.
It was a 10-point play.
Because we
were going to
drive down. It was momentum just blockers. They just blocked the momentum. That's a 10-point
play because instead of them not getting the three, because that's what it was minus three for
them. Yeah, it was minus three, yeah.
They got seven.
Yeah, they got seven because of the penalty.
So that's 10 points.
Yeah, they got seven. But I felt like...
You see what I'm saying? Because of the minus three plus seven on our end. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was,
they
it
get
was
the seven.
As a switcher.
And instead of it being minus three for them, it's plus seven for them, which means 10 points. You get what I'm saying.
The game sucked overall.
So penalties.
Penalties, yeah.
Penalties got us.
I feel like I jumped out of your penalties.
How about?
I feel like I jumped in a lot of your penalties. That was your three.
Isaiah Johnson finally made a nice play on the ball, and they called him.
He's trying to push off.
He's pushing the hand away while the dude's trying to push off.
This is another thing. So, you guys know when you're watching the game, right? And the commentators it's always on our end when they say, "Damn, they should have let that go." I don't really see that. It's never, and then the other team getting away with it. It's never them saying that about us. Because we don't ever give away with nothing. No. You know what I'm saying? They get away.
Toe was in.
Yeah, they gave
to me. That didn't look like a penalty to me.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, exactly. That was kind of ticky-tacky. They didn't have to throw that. And that's always when they're throwing the flag on us. Because they see what we're seeing. That just confirms that was a bad flag throw or a bad call on the ref. It's always like, let's pay attention. Watch. Watch next game. Watch. I feel like it's going to happen again. It's going to show up. If not next game, then the game after that. It's something about this season that is feel like it's something that's telling me that there was like, because for the Baltimore game to get moved and everything, our game don't. I'm not saying they're picking on us. It's just I think certain games have to be done. Have to be like done a certain way. I just feel like that now. I don't know. I'm going into my conspiracy. I'm going to the black hole. But it's just pissing me off. You're
going into the black hole of conspiracy?
Yeah, because it's just the way that game was called. I was like, I just can't believe what was happening. That's all.
Well, you know they did a statistical analysis about the penalties and how they call penalties on the Raiders more often than they call penalties on any other team. They did a real legit study on it, and it confirmed that, yes, they do have a bias towards the penalties towards the Raiders. Like, there is a bias against the Raiders.
If you could pull up a stat on left-handed quarterbacks throwing on this hash and on percentage, he comes in first place when he throws on this side of the hash as a left-handed quarterback compared to, they go way back to the Steve Youngs and everything. They pull up these stats out of nowhere. So they should be able to pull up how many penalties is calling us compared to the rest of the NFL. And is after decades, different coaches, different players, coming from different teams.
Different cities,
coming from a whole organization, come to us, same player, no penalties, come to us, all kinds of penalties. So, I'm just saying, I'm going to keep watching football and all. I'm going to stop watching. But
it makes you want to stop.
It makes me, yeah.
It makes you like wish that, you like, could stop sometimes.
Yeah, it just sucks. That's all. It just sucks. All
right, sorry. That's my penalty. You go ahead and go.
Oh, yeah, my bad. That wasn't my three? My three is the O-line takes a dump. They couldn't pick up the blitz or nothing. They just looked like pretty much what your friendly neighborhood Raider was saying about Tom Cable. Like, he couldn't coach him up or something like that week. They just looked horrible. They gave up I don't know how many sacks. A gang of fumbles. Three fumbles on Carr?
No, he Carr fumbled. He
had to hurry up and throw that. So it was the three turnovers. Because he had to hurry up pass. It was a pick.
No.
He fumbled.
There was three fumbles.
From Carr.
And one pick. To the house.
The pick to the house.
Four turnovers for him. Just him.
Wait. No, he had the fumble. They slapped the ball
The first one, the where first he got one. Hit. Bow!
Yeah, now it's right? his fault. Yeah, he didn't grip the ball good.
No. And then there was the one, remember, he was backing out, and his elbow hit the...
Hit the dude. Hit yeah, the dude. So that wasn't really... Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then there was just another one where he was... Down here, he was holding it lazily, remember? He held it down here lazily.
I remember that one.
And it popped out this way.
No, I remember that one.
Did remember? I mean? That was bad. Nah, that was bad. That, remember, it was in the middle of the game. It was just, he brought the ball down here, and he stepped up, and someone wrapped and grabbed it this way.
Yeah, I thought that was the first one.
No, the first one, that was the first one. The second one was he was this way, and then
and he bumped into
Parker,
somebody.
No, Parker got blown up, and he just, bow, got hit.
Oh, yeah, because you said, yeah, my partner here didn't say sack or look out. He said fumble before it happened. He said it's gonna be a fumble
before he got hit.
I was like, oh my god, that was the thing too. We wasn't getting none of those turnovers. We was not landing on them.
We couldn't jump back on the ball. I was just
because we was in the game for a minute. It was just like, and then
but the penalties though.
And then the penalties took us further and further away.
Man, it was 6-3. I'm like, dude, it feels like it's like 17.
Because we should have went for it. We shouldn't have went for it. We should have kicked the field or whatever. That's why there's an F. That's why there's an F. It was a punt or a field goal.
Why the hell are we going for it on the first drive of the game? Fourth and one, and you throw that pitch.
We cannot.
Go ahead.
We cannot handle
fourth and one.
Those first, if you're in the top 10 in run defense, we can't handle you. Until they do it, we can't handle you. I don't know if the Chiefs was ever, I don't know. No, yeah, we won the first game, but yeah, we just can't handle you. As of right now, today, because the Saints, I don't know, they're top 10, they're top whatever right now. Back then, I don't know. But we play a top team right now, a top 10 team in run defense, because I think that was ranked 9th. They demolished us.
Destroyed. Do you see that linebacker? Every week, he was right there.
First round linebackers, man.
He was right there. First round linebackers.
And that brings
it didn't
me to
matter
my,
if it was a screen. It didn't matter if it was a run.
That brings me to my two. Let's take Mayock down a notch. Let's take him down a notch. Let's bring him back down to reality a little bit.
Well, this let's year's draft kind of
yeah, that's sucked. It's kind of that's what I'm saying. It's,
this one sucks.
Unfortunately, Arnett keeps getting hurt. He's looking a little injury prone. I think he was injured his sophomore year in college.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So he's looking a little injury prone. And then Ruggs, not really doing anything. Or he's not doing big thing. They try to add him in right now. But I don't think he's going to be that guy, to be honest with you. I think I'm going to be...
What's the name? Junior? Gone.
Stick to what I was...
The one...
Bowden, gone.
Limbo, Junior, gone.
Brian Edwards. He came off. He's come off an injury, and he got a catch.
Not doing much.
He got a catch.
Who else?
And it's not even. Oh well, everybody except this game. He's not. He gets a catch every game. I mean, when he's playing, he gets a catch. That's it. Maybe.
Is there anyone from this year's draft class doing anything
that compared to any draft class of last year?
Anyone on the draft? Anybody? Is anybody doing
even
anything?
Even an undrafted free agent fullback last year? Anybody doing anything?
Is anybody this year?
Amik Roberts benched. John Simpson ain't getting dressed. Look at our line. If he was good, he would be playing. John Simpson, not even getting dressed.
This whole year's draft
could be a wash.
Pretty much
take him down a notch. Taking him down. At first it was like, in Mayock we trust. I believe Mayock. Let's see what he does. Now, you take a look. It's on the internet. You could take a look back to 2005, 2006, whatever, who he mocked or who he had top five in quarterbacks and top West End. I'm not going to never forget. This dude had Blaine Gabbert, number one over Cam Newton. I'll never forget that. Yeah, he had Matt Ryan up there, but he misses. He can miss big. He's normally good with quarterback stuff.
It looks like we took a whiff on this one.
On the whole draft. On the whole draft.
It looks like we missed. Because like Ruggs, every other receiver, not him.
You see on the stat bottom of the thing going across the bottom of your screen. Like, oh,
Jefferson.
You see Justin
Jefferson.
T. Higgins. I was like, there's Justin Jefferson going to do.
You see T. Higgins.
T. Higgins.
You see CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. Even though they've been getting whooped.
You see
Jerry Judy. He's trying.
You see... what's your boy Pittsburgh? Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool. Omar would not let shut up about Chase Claypool. And okay, I
my
see
head
why
is,
now. I
my
see
head
why.
Is down on the he on put the
his,
table.
His head is on the table. I see why, Omar.
I see and I also see why you don't want to do it do the whole mock draft in the simulator because you don't want to fall into play. But I want to do it so I could show what I'm talking about. If you want to see what I'm saying, you can go back to One Nation's Silver and Black podcast. It says pre-draft on there. It says a date too, but it's you know,
pre-draft,
it's April and something.
The draft analysis.
Yeah, it was pre-draft and draft analysis. Breakdown. And all the people I'm saying on there is doing pretty damn good right now. We could use them.
And we both said we didn't want Ruggs as our first pick as wide receiver.
Yeah, we both said that.
I said I wanted CeeDee Lamb.
I said
and you Justin said you wanted Justin Jefferson.
And Chase Claypool. Only because that was because where I was going to draft him.
No, period. It doesn't matter. That's what you
I did say CeeDee Lamb too though.
You
but
said
you said CeeDee Lamb. You was on the table of CeeDee Lamb. I just felt like if we didn't get him then it was a deep I was afraid of, man. It was a deep draft of receivers. We get the first one and he's not gonna be the best one. That's what I was afraid of.
Let truth be told, he had a better game than he has every week. More than, because usually he has one catch. This week he had three catches. He caught that bomb over the top.
But they took it away because they were holding somebody down, right?
No, yeah. He caught one over the top, and then he fell out of bounds. Remember, he stepped out of bounds. We were like, oh no,
we got pushed out of field goal range or something like that. We didn't score that drive.
No, because
we got the penalties. Yeah, the penalties, yeah.
Yeah.
It pushed us out. So
he got to the ball to the three, and we couldn't get it in.
He got to that wasn't the one that we kicked the field goal for. I think that was the one that we got. We didn't get in.
It was all bad. It might have been turnover on downs. It might have been.
We had to kick a field goal.
But anyways, I agree with your blocking. That's my two. And to your point,
the
blocking. And then you said,
I said let's take Mike. Oh yeah, no, that's my two. Let's take Mike Madden.
Okay. Well, my two. Your three was blocking, right?
The O-line. Yeah, took a dunk.
My two is the O-line and the blocking and /. Personnel.
Oh, that's
right in sync.
That's right
with what you're saying. So that's why I was piggybacking on what you were saying.
Yeah.
Even to the point of what the hell are you doing, John Gruden, taking all of your weapons off the field against the defense, one of the top run defenses in the league. You're not getting any push with your linemen. They're stopping everything you do running wise. The linebackers know exactly what you're calling, and they suck at pass defense. They suck. They're 32nd in the league in pass defense.
That's why they had to blitz us like that. We was not picking up the blitzes.
My issue is, why are you still trying to run it? And not even, fine, you could run it.
Mm.
But at least bring in
some screens.
The big, the wide receiver, run it from the gun, run it from, but don't bring in all the linemen and all the tight ends and say, we're about to run it. And then, like you said, to your point, if we're facing the top 10 run defense, they punch us in the mouth and we go, ow, why'd you hit me? You know what I'm saying? That's what it's like. We're like, what? You want to do this? And we get hit. Oh, why'd you hit me? You know what I'm saying? That's what it's like. Tell me it's not.
We look like Nate Robinson.
like Nate Robinson face down on the canvas to some. Let me tell you right now, I would whoop what's his name.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? what's his name?
Jake.
What? Jake whoever. He's terrible.
Even somebody was like, "What did somebody
he
say?"
Is
somebody
terrible.
Like, he still didn't show me anything. I still don't know what. I don't.
He was calling him Conor McGregor. It's like, dude.
Hey, dude. I tell you what, if he brings if the money follows him, if there is some money that follow him, whatever, I bet you people would take it. I bet you somebody has already called him out,
dude.
So somebody has already.
All you got, all he had to do was put the left hand up to block that club punch and throw an uppercut.
His body was in front of his legs, dude. He kept charging, and then it was like, then he really extended it because there's some. Medium, some happiness. I mean, not some happiness. Some it's intermediate area where you throw your jab and then you lean forward a little bit. But you're supposed to be under your legs and throw it. And he was like, he damn near tried to tackle him.
Jake Paul, that's his name.
Jake Paul, yeah. Nate Robinson damn near tried to tackle him and get hit in the back of the head.
Let me ask you a question.
We don't want to talk about this Raider game. We're talking about this fight. you can see that
sidebar right now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is Jake Paul beating you in the boxing match?
Nah, dude, there's a weight class and stuff for a reason. How much does a homeboy weigh?
He's about 190. He's about...
Who, Jake Paul?
Yeah.
How much was what's his name? Robinson.
Robinson was littler than him.
He was... Yeah, but he was 192?
I don't know. I was driving...
He was
I was watching a fight on the screen.
He looked just small. No, Nate Robinson is small, so I was like, he got to be.
I was watching a fight on friggin', I was driving
to Christmas
in the park.
Yeah, I was driving. I had it on came from Vacaville.
I had it on the little screen because I was taking the...
My pop
did the Christmas in the Park lights thing. We bought the little ticket with the family.
Oh, you can't go outside. No. Oh, my God.
So we did the drive-through Christmas
in the park. This year is this, man.
Yeah, man. All right, sidebar, because I felt a little more comfortable talking about that than I do this game, to be honest with you. And let me tell you right now, I really didn't want to do this. Now, I was trying to I don't want to do it. I was going to be like, all right, we're just not doing it. I will shut it down.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
It came close.
Back to my personnel, which is why the whole coaching gets an F, because just didn't like the whole personnel situation.
Why is me and you... Is it because he got a C on his shoulder or something? You didn't give up on Eric Harris. He was kind of out there a little bit, but you got Heath... Jeff Heath out there, it's time to go ahead and rotate Malik Collins a little bit more, man.
You got to get rid of him.
Because Mo Hurst is...
Get him out of there.
Why is... What?
Get Malik Collins out of there.
What is happening right now? He gets moved. He gets double... All they got... Hey, I can't even say double team. One time, there was a blocker in front of him, right? Blocking him. The other dude had a hand on him, but also was taking care of the business over here as well. He had his right hand on him, and his left hand was like... checking, I think it was somebody came in on a spin move on Nassib or whatever, and it kind of chipped Nassib or whatnot, and it slowed him down. But that being said, Malik Collins
was being blocked.
Yeah, because Jonathan Hankins, if that happens to him, he's going through, and he's, I don't want to step on my toes, but it's part of my good. So it was like, man, dude, hey, it's, I'm so tired of seeing Malik Collins not doing anything.
He's got...
I'm just tired of it. I mean, I watched them too a couple of times. Like, this O-line was not supposed to be good because they got sacked
eight times a week before.
Yeah, Matt Ryan got sacked 8 times a week before. Yeah, there you go. And I just stopped. Malik Collins with like, this is... I listened to another podcast and he was like, the players see this as one of those big check games to go ahead and get some sacks so they could, like, when it's come to contract time, it's some contract games. So when it comes to contract time, you know what I'm saying, you rally up all those sacks and voila, you get a contract, a bigger check, yeah, get more money. That did not happen, but it was supposed to be one of those games. It just didn't happen.
Max Crosby missed 2 sacks.
Yeah, he was getting in there, though.
He was getting in there, but he missed. You got to finish, dude. Trayvon Mullen. You got to finish, dude.
That pick, yeah, we needed that interception.
You got to finish, bro.
This one of those
things. You got to finish,
bro. The ball was not bouncing. And then, after all that, just the ball was not really bouncing our way, dude. Sometimes just it would bounce in the other defender's arms. And it's just you gotta be able to overcome all that stuff. That was a lot to overcome.
That was a lot. The O-line not blocking.
That was a lot to overcome, but
Carr bumping in and dude, after the first two, let's sure up our hands on the ball, huh? Pull it down a little bit.
I don't remember the third one.
Trust me.
I blocked out some of
them. There was three. It was three.
And then the pick to the
house. I'm telling you, the one where he got blasted, he's just like, and then he, bah, got blasted. Mm-hmm. Then there was the one where he was running. He pulls it down. He has one hand on the ball like this. He steps up. The ball comes out that way.
So he's showing me the ball is down to his waist.
Down to his waist.
Yeah, his waistband. And then it got knocked out. And I don't remember that one. I do remember that one, and I remember when he ran into his lineman.
He ran to his lineman and the elbow. That one too. There was three. Trust me. There was three. And then the pick to the house.
The pick to the house.
That's four. And then Josh Jacobs fumbles.
But that got called.
No, it didn't. The first one did.
The first one did.
The second one, remember when
he sprained his ankle?
And
he sprained his ankle, and he
fumbled at the same time.
They said he was not worried about that ball after that sprained ankle.
So you got 5 turnovers in the game, and you think you're gonna win? I'm gonna tell you, you're not.
Oh, what? 5 turnovers and 136 penalty yards. What yards coming at timely? manners of the game. We're taking, I mean, the kicking the ball. I thought that was like after the kick or whatever when we wrapped the kicker. But
my bad. I turned it up. That's my one. Turnovers.
Turnovers?
We're all over the
place. Let's talk about it. Wait, it was a timely penalty when he. And
the turnover on downs is another.
I was about to say, don't you play that? That's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, the turnover on downs is a turnover.
The fourth down, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Turnover on downs to me, man.
Yeah. That's six turnovers, dude. That's six turnovers. What are you going to do?
I just feel like the Chiefs was just sitting there just laughing, like, we destroyed
them. They suck.
We beat them twice. And that's my one bad, matter of fact. Same game, beat you twice.
Yeah.
Same game or same. The last game beat you. The last loss beat you twice.
It did, and that's
it. The emotions was that just tells you where we're at. Like we can't do the. We can't play normal. Like our normal. Like we had to get. I guess mostly high, whatever for that game. We just didn't play the game. I guess now. At first, I wouldn't have said that last week, but I guess that's the case because everybody was talking about how emotional high we was. For the Chiefs game, you know, it's going to be a come down period, and this Falcons this might get you. And they got us. They got us good. They got us pretty good there. And I feel like that Chiefs game beat us twice, man. That's my one bad.
It 100% beat us twice.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
If you listen to Carr's post game interview,
I did not. I was done with football for I'm still.
You didn't hear him say it? You didn't hear him say it. They had a bad week of practice and everyone was flat. You didn't hear Carr say that?
On the post game after the Falcons game?
After the Falcons game, he said everyone was flat. He was trying to get guys going. He couldn't get them going. Everyone, he felt flat himself. He was trying to get it going. And then Abrams said the same thing. Reaffirmed? No, Jacobs reaffirmed it. Him or Abrams. I can't. Or both said the same thing.
Yeah, hey.
So, yeah. It wasn't just me. It wasn't just...
Man, like, that felt like didn't that feel like we was like I feel like how the commentators were saying, oh, we're 3-7 or it feel like the 3-7 team is playing at 6-14, whatever. It does feel like we're 4-3.
We feel like we're 3-7.
Yeah, it's like even though we are still have a winning record, it does not feel like
that's not amazing.
And then it just happened last year. It did. You was telling yourself. People was telling you. You was telling yourselves. It was known throughout the locker. This just happened last year. You played at East Coast. Well, I don't know if they won and then went and played the Jets, whatever. But you played the East Coast team after being 6-4, and you got mollywopped. And guess where you got to go this week? To the Jets. So, it's in New York, ain't it?
And they play good defense up front.
Hey, they're just an NFL team. That's what it doesn't. You could give me any NFL. There is zero in something. It is an NFL team. I was surprised if we won't be favored. I'm surprised.
Watch this game be close.
We'll probably be favored -2.
Watch this game be close.
I'm watching with the side eye. Like y'all mugs, man. I'm almost cussed.
Yeah, man. So it's a frustrating situation. My one. Oh, did we talk about goods yet? No, that was it. That was the badge.
That was the badge, yeah.
All right, let's get it. Let's hurry up and get this over with because I'm sick of this freaking game.
Yeah.
My third good is Hunter Renfro. He was there doing what he was doing.
Go back and forth on.
Let me just say something about it. He responded when his number was called. He caught the balls. He showed up. He did everything he could to improve the offense. Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, that's a good one. My third good is Jonathan Hankins. He was jumping over people trying to make the tackle for the run. Did they get 100 yards in one?
No, they did after.
Oh, at the end?
At the end. Remember, they were
letting them. People were starting to run all over.
Remember,
people.
We didn't get to see the end of the game because they turned it off. You didn't know that?
No, I turned.
You left.
I turned my mind off the game.
No, you left. Did you leave before? No.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You left before the game's over.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Then... They turned the game off and showed us a different game.
This was not going to be the Cleveland Browns game like how we left and we came back. There was no coming back from that.
No.
That was at home, too. There was no coming back from that.
No, they turned the game off
mm-hmm.
and showed us a different game.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that, too. Because I probably would have watched every last one of them downs.
For real?
Oh, I was...
Boy, you punish yourself. Like you know what? I'm traumatized. Because my pops, you listening to this? You traumatized me. You made me watch that Buffalo versus Raiders playoff game from beginning to end. I wanted to leave. He said, you stay here and watch this game. I was like... My friend's playing outside. I can hear him out there playing by the pool or whatever. Not by the pool because it was cold. But yeah, man. I remember I had to sit there and watch that. I was like, man, anytime I'm ready to leave, I'm not watching this game. I've been doing it ever since.
But, so go ahead. What's yours?
Oh, Jonathan Hankins. Hey, I said Jonathan Hankins. Hankins.
All right.
He was getting in the passing lanes and trying his hardest.
Sorry, I heard that. And I would say the linebackers as a group. Corey Littleton played probably one of his better games.
Yeah,
and then you had Kwiatkowski had 10 tackles and an interception. Then you had what's his name get tackles for loss? Morrow.
Oh yeah, he did.
He got some tackles for loss. He would like the linebackers. The defense early on was doing what they could, but with all the lack of, I mean, the turnovers, man, six turnovers. Like, there's not much. You're giving them short fields. There's not much
Six you can really do.
Well, with the turnover on downs.
Oh, turnover on downs, yeah.
So, yeah, Kwiatkowski and the linebacking crew. So, for me.
I didn't hear about that before. That's a good one. My two good is Trayvon Mullen. He got hurt. He came back in the game. He should have got the pick. He was playing as... best he could. He was coming up and trying to stop the run and everything.
He's a good corner.
And yeah, he looks like a solid corner. But that's
once again that's last year's
draft. We're both on the same page.
That's last year's draft
right there.
Because who else? What I forgot. What's the other Tanner Muse? That's the other guy too.
Yeah, Tanner, third round, dude. It was a third round pick. That was so dumb. I was just like, what? Why? Didn't they trade up for him?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm saying dumb and watch he come back next year. But he's not doing nothing for us this year though. It's just like, man, yeah, he came a notch down right
there. Yeah.
He came a notch down.
We're talking Mike Mayer.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Trayvon Mullen's my too good.
Okay, cool. Trayvon Mullen balled out. He played well. He didn't allow any big catches on him. Calvin Ridley made that catch on a Isaiah Johnson, who what the hell was he doing?
Why did
he
turn around? And
why did he come up and he wasn't in his own?
Morrow, yeah, he tried to do Morrow's job.
Yeah, same thing happened last week with the Chiefs. With when you don't know your responsibilities in situational football, you choose the wrong thing. So there was that.
He took a brain fart. I don't know what happened.
My number one thing is the game is over.
That is my number one. No, I'm serious. I was gonna say my number one good is that they can't carry all those points over to the next game.
No,
the game is over. It starts right there.
Yeah, the game's over.
Unfortunately, when you have good games and you blow out the team like we did the Broncos, we couldn't carry those extra points over to the next game, right?
No.
So it's like it stops right there. The game ends right there. Just like with losses to, it was 40. Was it 40? Because I left.
It was 40 something. I don't know what it was. I'm not watching.
I still don't know the final score of that game. They're gonna still be scoring right now for a lot of that. Yeah, they can't carry over those points. They can't take those with them. So they could take the emotional distraught with them, unfortunately, because that looks like that's what happened. But physically and literally, it's going to be a whole different ref crew next week and all that stuff like that. So hopefully, I mean, there's no hope to it. That's just a fact. They can't take the points with them to the next game.
Yeah, the game's over.
Against them. They can't take the points against them with them to the next game, I should say.
And for me, I'm just going to go ahead and say the game is over. Let me see. Game-changing play. Grades for the coaches?
F.
All Fs.
F.
Fs. Everyone gets an
and
F.
And again...
because of lack of preparation.
I just don't get it. I thought I had a solution. Fair catch. You want to get a penalty. They got a penalty. Caught a fair catch. They got a penalty on special teams. I was just like, there's just no way around it, man.
Yep. So, my game-changing play could be any one of Carr's three fumbles, but I'm going to have to say it was the pick six that he threw.
The pick six.
the pick six was like, oh, that's clearly game over. That's clearly right now game over.
I was saying that's game on one of those plays. Like, that's game. It was before that, though. I was like, that's game. Yeah. They wasn't getting out the funk. The penalties was
it.
Not.
You're like, I know this team. It's like, I was like,
yeah. You remember,
I know it too, but I'm not going to say it out loud. Don't say that.
I know this team. They're just not going to be able to. They got the weapons and everything. They I don't know. The O-line wasn't blocking for them to be able to use them right. And my game changing play. I would try to be cute and be like, oh, in the first quarter, we went for it on fourth down. We should have punted. But
set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I would be cute, but it was definitely that kick. He was right. It was that rough of the kicker. It was this. Yeah.
Because you're getting off the field.
Yeah, you got off the field. And it was still
stopped them from getting three.
It was high fiving. It was going to go in a halftime. We were going to get the ball. Even though that one didn't matter anyway. Because we came out of halftime and then score. It was three and out, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It was three and out. No. It was pick six.
That was pick six? I don't know. It sucked.
That's we were driving.
We didn't score a touchdown.
We were driving, and then we got a pick six.
Dude, another thing. A big F minus. Gruden's supposed to be this offensive guru, but you can't even score a touchdown. You can't draw me up. You can't give me a touchdown. I feel like you're an offensive head coach. You shouldn't be getting skunked. And I'm not talking field goals, whatever. You should be able to score touchdowns.
Every game.
Yeah, you should be able to score some touchdowns.
Touchdown.
At first, I was like, oh, I'd rather get blown out. I think I said this on last podcast. I'd rather get blown out than the score be close, whatever. That I took that back seasons ago. And this is why, because I feel like this. But I feel like an offense of coach, head coach, should be able to at least get some garbage time touchdowns, at least. You know what I'm saying? This get the reps going, I guess. I'm not watching no more. I don't care. But at the end of the day, I want to see the score change a little bit. You couldn't even give me a touchdown, man. It's like, can't get a touchdown? Can't get a touchdown?
Coach's evaluations, flat out F. Pick six is a game-changing play. Yours was the rolling into the kicker, which gave them a first down, which ended up giving them a touchdown. And then for me, my game ball goes to Jonathan Abrams. He got an interception. He played better. He wasn't as nosy as he was supposed to. He played really well. He covered well. He shut their tight end really pretty much down when he was in the areas. He was all over the place doing what he needed to do. He had the 10 tackles and an interception. That's my game ball, Jonathan Abrams.
Giving mine, I forgot we had a good game. I'm giving mine to Jeff Heath only because he looks like he's taking the reins of free safety. It looks a little
and
bit better.
Better
yeah,
too.
It just looks better back there.
Oh.
Score doesn't say that. I mean, pick sixes to that. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a point in the game. We was getting blown out, but Matt Ryan only had like 150 yards because he had a short yard to deal with. But yeah, he only had 150 yards and. We was not getting destroyed too much. Like if Eric Harris, he was going sideline to sideline. I like the way Jeff Heath, right? Yeah, how he looks back there. He plays better than Eric. I want him to be the replacement. You can have the captain on your jersey, Eric Harris, but I want Jeff Heath to have the start.
I agree.
I hope Gruden sees what I see in Malik Collins, though. You was wrong about giving him the captain, even though I don't know how people get captains when they didn't, when they wasn't there last year and didn't play in your system yet to prove to get the captain.
To prove.
He didn't even have a preseason to prove himself to get the C on his shoulder. But somehow he got it. That's always been weird to me. He's not a big-time free agent that was picked up like a Richard Seymour or something like that. You should know he's to get a captain though. And this dude, I didn't know him at the Cowboys. Did you know him at the Cowboys?
I didn't know.
I did not know him at the Cowboys. So yeah, that was always weird to me. I'm going on a rant.
Yeah, let's hurry up. So I want to get the hell up out of here. O line is the problem for me next week. Our O line. Who's the problem for us next week against the Jets? Our O line is the problem against the Jets. Because the Jets, I'm not afraid of Aaron Donald or James Crowder. Or whatever.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
whatever.
I'm afraid about Aaron
Donald. D. Lyman, I'm afraid of. But Sam Darnold, I'm not afraid of Sam Darnold. He doesn't have a great O-line. We don't have a great... I mean, hopefully Cleve Farrell gets to play, but... I mean, I can't believe I'm begging for Cleve Farrell after I was...
We was both getting him.
I thought all over him.
I don't know what... This is just a weird season, man. I thought he was going to be out there. I thought Jamarcus... And another person was talking about a Joyner. Jamarcus Joyner. Joyner. We talked about it. It would have been a better secondary with him back there. But that being said, I know I'll say, oh, it's a different avenue, this and that, if somebody's in the game and changes the way. I just think that game, the Rats had our number in that one. That's what's going to change.
We weren't going to win that game.
That wasn't going to change.
We weren't going to win that game.
That was not going to change, man.
Especially with five turnovers and then the turnover on downs. You're not going to win a game that. You cannot win an NFL game that way.
Almost 140 yards, man.
144 yards away
in timely,
from having 140 yards.
In a timely manner.
Yeah. And untimely, too.
Untimely. Because it was the time we... I think we caught a pass. We were celebrating. It was a flag. And then it was a first down. A couple of first downs I was taking away. I know that.
Yeah.
That was taken away. Because of some holding
calls. A couple first downs taken away. That Josh Jacobs catch completion that we were... That got taken away.
That was one of
them. It was... they added play. They added 15 yards to a 5-yard out or something that they got.
Yeah.
Because he pushed him out of bounds. Jonathan Abrams.
Jonathan Abrams. They said that he hit him late.
Hit him late, but he was still in the field of play. And we just like, all right, it is what it is. He that's his reputation got him that penalty. So, yeah.
We're still in the game after the ones we're naming right now. I don't know.
The turnovers did us
in. Yeah, the turnovers did us in, man. Because they had a short field all day. They were either going to score a touchdown or a field goal. We was not coming back from that.
No. And our line was not blocking. We had nothing to show on offense. Nothing.
Right.
To your point, we didn't score one offensive touchdown. One.
Whack.
We scored 30-some-odd points the week before, and we're known to be one of the most
potent. Oh, yeah. We're supposed to have 30 points a game. What? That's right. What?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
What's your problem for next week so we can get out of here? I was trying to get out of here early, and we're still 47 minutes in. Almost 50 minutes.
Shenanigans. Because we want these rants. It's therapy. It's therapy. I am going to say Sam Darnold because he's scrambling because he whooped us last year. This is where I counted him out.
Remember he blasted?
And he blasted. Yeah, they called rough the pass. He came back and blasted the same dude. It was like,
Who
I remember
that. That guy blasted? I can't remember.
I want to say it was Tahir Whitehead or somebody.
I can't remember that, but he blasted whoever.
He trucked it. They just called rough the passer. That same dude comes and lays the hat. Lays a hat on a defender. It's like they gotta do something about that, man. They definitely gotta do something. If I was somebody, I'd just keep getting bigger and stronger quarterbacks, just because they gotta have to put them down, and you most likely gonna rough them up. But anyway,
all right,
that's it. Sam Darnold.
Okay. Well, this is your friendly neighborhood Ready Fan Jimmy checking out, and you can locate us at One Nation Raiders on Instagram and One Nation Raider on Twitter.
Send me a message.
Shoot us the DMs. And then One Nation Raiders podcast at gmail.com if you want to contact us. But I'm pretty sure a lot of you haven't gotten to this point in the podcast. want to listen to this as much as I wanted to do this. So.
I tell you right now, I listen to Fighter and the Kid, and I listen to no NFL anything. I ain't watched no NFL anything.
All right. Well, there's a game going on right now that I didn't even turn on. So
who's playing? I really don't know who's playing. I swear to God, I don't know who's playing.
Seahawks and Eagles.
Oh, yeah. I did see that on the Bleacher Report.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
This is your Blue Collar Raider Omar, and we are outies.